I often get asked, Luke, is entrepreneurship for everyone? Should I pursue the career path of entrepreneurship? Well, the answer is no. Now, this may be surprising coming to you from an entrepreneur, but if your goal is to make money, right, and that's most people's goal, you need to understand that the pathway to entrepreneurship is often riddled and often full of hardship, tribulation, uncertainty, and it's not necessarily guaranteed that you're going to make money. When you're an entrepreneur, you're the last one to get paid. The business owner is the last one. He takes whatever's left, right? Your contractors, your employees, your team, your software, the cost of operating your business, all of that has to be paid first, and whatever's left is what you take home. So if you're just getting started in your career and you're just getting started in your entrepreneurial journey or in your ability to make money, first is find a vehicle that will propel you and allow you to make money. And that necessarily doesn't mean becoming an entrepreneur. There's plenty of things that you can do and plenty of people that get rich without starting a business, whether it's sales, whether it's marketing, whether it's simply finding a high-paying gig or a high-paying job is enough to get started. You don't have to be an entrepreneur in order to run a side hustle, in order to flip sneakers, in order to make money. Your goal is to have low risk and high reward. I see so many individuals praise having hundreds of employees and praise scaling a business to the moon and doing millions of dollars in sales, but it's not about how much you generate in revenue, it's about how much you get to keep. And when I got started in my career, I often started in sales. So I started in a situation whereby I was taking other people's products, other people's concepts, and I was just promoting them, pushing them, and selling that. My risk was virtually none because I didn't have an upside when it came to the bottom line of the business, but I always got paid based off of the value that I produced. Now, you do not want to be exchanging your time for money. You want to be exchanging your value and the value that you bring to somebody for money. If you're only getting paid an hourly wage, well, you're capped to the amount of hours that you work. So when I say, hey, don't be an entrepreneur, that doesn't mean go and work a 9-to-5 job that simply pays you, you know, 10, 20, 30 bucks an hour, which is totally fine if you're just getting started, but that's pretty much capped and it has a ceiling. You want to get paid for the value that you produce and the value that you provide. And if you can do that, you can begin setting up your own prices, your own commission rates, and things of this nature. So if you want to make money, which is the initial objective, not becoming an entrepreneur, making money, focus on high-value opportunities that have low risk, where you get compensated not by the hour, but compensated for showing up. And this, my friend, is what I think most aspiring entrepreneurs should get started doing.